Says preparing live stream. Finally. Still setting up.
Okay.
All right. We're on. Welcome to the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
And we are here to go over the 2026 Olympic Games. We just watched the women's free skate. We didn't ever review the short program or the pairs free skate.
I mean, we've had a long travel. I like got in so late, like this morning, really, at like 1 a.m. So, I mean, we have an excuse. We're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the women's pro podium, I was just so just like, it was just so great to see the camaraderie, the joy, the happiness, especially in contrast to 4 years ago. And I just love that moment where, like, I mean, Akai is like, did I get third? And she's looking to look Alyssa like, am I third? Like, that was just so
yeah.
cute.
I mean, I think it was very interesting. I don't even know where to start. I mean, we've jumped right into this. We came back from Milan yesterday. We traveled all day, so we never went over the Paris free skate. We never kind of highlighted that. I want to just briefly talk about that. And the one most interesting thing to me about this was that Mura and Kihara, so I saw their coach, Bruno Marcotte, in the concourse prior to the short program. And now this, forgive me if I've already said this story in the short program review. I don't remember. But I saw him in the concourse during the, I want to say it was the men's free skate. And he was very all excited to see me. And I went up to him and I'm like, they really look like they're on fire. Seriously. In the practices, it looks like she's landing all her jumps. It looks like their throws are so good. And he was like, I'm going to stop you right now because
no,
I
don't
want you to jinx anything. We're hoping for the best, but don't say anything else. I'm like, I got it. We'll talk afterwards, you know? And then they had that mistake in the short program that we reviewed. And like I said, they're not out of it. And he was very clear. Bruno Marcotte was very clear in saying that he was shaking Ryuichi basically and saying, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. Anyways, they come away with a world record score in the free skate.
Yeah.
They come away with the gold medal pretty easily to, you know, how everyone else skated. It was a runaway win, as we suspected that it could be. So they come away with the win. Congratulations to them. Just really looking so solid. And Metokina Burulava come away with the silver medal. And Haas and Volodin, who we really had high hopes for, once again, they kind of let it go and they fall to third place. I want to shout out, I know we have a little differing opinion here, but the Hungarians in fourth place had about as good of a competition as they could possibly have. I would say they should be probably pushing towards the podium. I don't know. They're not in that elite level, but I just have so much respect for what they did. And if I rescored it, I'm sure I would have had the same top three, but I just thought like they were so good. I'm really looking forward to them stepping it up even more now that they seem more like warmer with each other, I would say. So I'm really hoping that we see them really step it up next season. Any thoughts for you really quickly before we go into this whole women's thing?
No, it's just, you know, I didn't really think that they had that skate in them, you know, Mira and Kihara, and I should have clearly, because they were so on fire in the team event, the show program, the team event, still probably the best I've ever seen them skate. And then they somehow either like match or exceed that here in the free program. So it was just really cool to see. And with the world record score too. So it was really enjoyable competition overall. You know, Haas and Volodin were my favorites, or are my favorites, but they gave it away really early. So you could tell like, hey, here it was. And even then though, like what's still sticking with me is just like, well, like Yara just reacted at the end, you know, where it's just like the tears kept coming and coming and
well,
coming.
It was
I
more
remember
so
like
her
looking back on the screen like later on, 5 minutes after like everything was said and done, he's still going. I'm
well,
like,
and then he got his gold medal and he looked down at it and then he couldn't control himself. And even she, who was very emotional in the kiss and cry and in the, you know, the winner zone, whatever, he's now losing his mind over it and he's really crying. And we really didn't see a lot of emotion out of him, I think, in the past at all. They've been very reserved. We saw him kind of joking around in the practice. He was getting the audience going at the end of their practice. It seemed like they were very, very comfortable. You know, that one mistake, they thought they were out of it, but they weren't.
Yeah.
And he's an easy
just
win.
One of those things where it's like, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you either fight, you give it your all, or you just kind of accept maybe this mindset of like, oh, I failed, I'm gonna fail again, you know. And they just did not accept that mindset. Amazing. You know, this is like an Olympic moment. This is exactly what you want from an Olympic moment.
Yeah, exactly. It's really good. I don't want to spend too much time on the pairs because it's Ben all
So
done,
far,
and
no
we just watched the
white.
women, and it's fresh in our minds. And I know that that's what everybody really wants to hear about. So, yeah, that's how it was. Congratulations to all the medalists. I think it was pretty well skated. I think again the short program was really something. And then on the opposite hand, we have a short program that's kind of I wouldn't say it's ideal for most of the women, but then we see the free skate. I even went on my Instagram and put a story after the second group, and I'm like, I have never seen, and I'm pretty sure someone can fact check, there was never as clean of a group and such good skates as that second group. I was like, wow, we're really in for something. But I don't want to jump ahead. We're going to be all over the place if we go in skate order. So let's just start with the final results. Obviously, if you're here, you know Alyssa Liu wins the gold medal here. Kaori Sakamoto wins the silver medal.
Amazing.
And Ami Nakai holds on to the bronze medal after slipping a little bit in the free skate. Let's start with Alyssa. I'm just gonna say, we know she's a model of consistency. She doesn't let anything affect her. I think in a lot of ways I relate to her because like testing. When I went back to school and we had these tests every single week and people are over in the corner crying because they think they failed. I'm just like, give me another test. Like I'm ready, like it doesn't faze me. And in that sense of her with skating, it's kind of the same thing. She doesn't let anything faze her. We knew she was going to go in and she was going to be like, whatever, I got this. Peace out. Like, this is my Olympics. Let me go again. Rock solid, I would say, in the free skate especially. It looked like she had kind of a renewed energy to this program because I do feel like it was getting a little bit flat mid-season. I think once she realized she wasn't going to do Gaga again, she was like, okay, I really got to go with this program and I got to sell it again. And I felt it. I actually felt it a little bit.
Me too, me too. I actually had the observation too. It felt like it was filling out the rink more in the second half. The footwork sequence felt smoother. It felt like, again, covering more ice. So clearly they were working on it and it really just added. It's almost like MacArthur Park got like another huge moment. And it's so crazy. I never thought I would think that. Because I know we were talking to folks, and they were like, yeah, it's MacArthur Park. We knew that. She telegraphed it. She had said it basically. And I was kind of just like, eh. We've seen it before. We've seen it skated amazingly live, and I'm sitting here watching it all, and I'm just like, eh! I'm sharing it all here, and it's really great. So happy for Alyssa, and I was texting with somebody that we met up with, who's in the arena, and it was her first time seeing like women's figure skating. I think live in person, and then even at the Olympics, and it's like, oh, to watch her win gold. I'm just like, I wish we had stayed a few more days and somehow got tickets just to like see this too.
Yeah, I mean, it made me really have, like that
I
kind of.
know.
We were talking after the men's free skate and being there, and we're like, I would have rather
Was so
sat at home and
deflating.
watched that. Yeah, but then for the women's free skate, I'm like, why didn't we stay 3 extra days and just figure something out and get tickets to the skate because it was so good. Yeah, so I'm just gonna jump in right now to maybe the issues with the technical panel and even the judges. I think very inconsistent, and my biggest issue is not. It's not going to come down specifically on this technical panel, but once again, I'm asking to someone in the ISU, just give me a logical answer to this. If you're telling me that the cue is what is specifically for skaters that under rotate by 90 degrees exactly, not 89, not 91, not 95, 90 degrees exactly, then why are you throwing almost every single skater a cue? Because this is what you're telling me. It has to be an exact measurement, but you're telling me, I don't really know for sure that it's not exact, so I'm going to use this anyways. It's like the opposite of what this is supposed to be used for. I think it's a crutch for a lot of situations where the scores don't dip down. You saw in the short program, there were three skaters total in the entire field that got an under rotation. Kimi Rupan got two herself, and then two other skaters got one. For four total in the entire short program, one skater got an edge call. The rest of them, and I'm telling you, it was almost every skater. Like there were a ton of cues throughout the whole thing. And I haven't really looked at the protocols super hardcore yet, but I feel like in the free skate, it's more of the same. So what you're telling me is this exact measurement of 90 degrees is now being used as a I'm unsure. So what is it? An exact measurement or an I'm unsure because the cameras suck? We're way beyond the point of talking about this with the cameras. There needs to be more than one. There needs to be at least three or four. Put them around the rink, sync up the software so that you have different angles and just do it. The argument that there's only one camera has been going for 22 years now. Like, get over it. They have the
Yeah,
money
I
to
think
do
we're
it.
at the point where we agree with it, especially like at the US Nationals. Now they have multiple camera angles for the judges, and so it needs to be adopted internationally, especially for something as big as the Olympics, because it was just really egregious here, like how many cues. I know we talked about it after the win short program for a long during our long layover, just like going through. Yeah, I think we counted like just a few, like you're saying. exclamations too, or I guess attention, whatever you want to call it. But at least the wording there is unclear, so it has at least a wider, range of what's unacceptable is
Well,
unclear. It's not saying exactly on the flat,
what I would say is the unclear attention mark is literally just if they turn edges and it's not super obvious, then just give it the unclear. But if they're riding an inside or an outside edge and it's the opposite of what you're supposed to do, then you can give the
Oh,
E,
you're a
you
multiple
know.
world champion, and this lets us in their short program, but you don't want to tank their score.
Well, I mean, that was given the attention, but then in the free skate, it
At
wasn't at
least.
all. And we're talking about Kaori Sakamoto, so let's just jump right into her. One thing I will say for people that don't realize, though, this is what drives me crazy. I love Kaori. I wanted her probably to win. I'm okay with the results. I love Alyssa too. I love her chill, laid back attitude. I think she's really good for skating. Kaori, when she did that second flip, she landed forward. It was scrapey. She did not do a combination. So because she had already done one flip, she gets a plus rep to the jump, which means that you get 70% of the base value. It dropped from 5.83 to something like 4.08. So then she's still missing a combination and she's still able to do one, but she only has the only jumping block that doesn't have a combination is this final
Triple loop.
Triple loop. Yeah. So she could have thrown a triple toe onto that and she would have been the Olympic champion. Now, I'm not saying it's so easy to throw a triple toe onto a triple loop, but come on, Kaori, you can't just go through the jump and like waste those points. She couldn't have done a double toe because she already did two double toes. So that would have been invalidated anyways. She could have done a double loop, I guess, and then the points would have been super, super close for that gold medal because she lost by like 1.8 points or something. But that was, for me, that's a big lapse of judgment. She, if you finish a second behind the music, then whatever, get the deduction. But like you're getting 4 or 5 more points by throwing this combination and potentially landing it. If you don't land it, then whatever. It's like you're kind of breaking even after the points for it. I wish she would have gone for it. I think it would have made things much tighter at the top. I mean, I think she would have actually won, but it is what it is. So.
It makes me think of like in the short program, how a lot of skaters, because they'll put that combination in the second half, then they do that desperate double toe, and oftentimes it turns into a single. She could have done a desperate single toe on that flip and be the Olympic champion.
Well,
Right? Because then it would
I.
have been, she wouldn't have got the plus rep deduction.
Yeah, but could she have done it? She was so scrapey on it. I don't know.
And it's
Also,
all
we
these
have
what ifs,
to.
right? It's all these what ifs.
Really quickly, I want to say Nolan, our sister Nolan, is in the chat saying the exact same thing that you just said about the single toe. So, I mean, I don't know if I think she was just so thrown off. But the thing is, if you're not going to do the combination there, then why would you not be thinking about doing something with that loop? I don't know. It's neither here nor there now. But she was really devastated by second place. And I put videos up of all of this. But you have Ami Nakai, we're going to next, losing her mind over the bronze medal. And you have Alyssa kind of comforting her and being like, yeah, girl, you got the bronze. Like, not even
Celebrate.
like,
Yeah, that was so
she's
cool.
like,
I love that.
yeah, she's whatever about her own gold medal. But Ami Nakai is like shocked that she stayed on the
Well,
podium.
like,
And then they.
you know what I love too is like this Olympics feels like a win for mental health. You know what I mean? For healthy mindsets about things, because it's we hear this like wisdom all the time as kids, it's not about the destination, it's the journey. And Alyssa's truly living that. It's all about the journey, It's just like it's about that personal performance, not necessarily the end goal, because she knows that end goal isn't 100% in her control. So she lets go of that feeling of control and just what happens, happens. And then here you go, She's the Olympic champion the year after coming back, when everyone's just like, oh, okay. I didn't see this coming when she came back. Even winning Worlds last year, I wasn't like, oh, she's
No one thought, no one. She didn't even
even
go into
then.
Worlds as like a favorite. So, yeah, it's all been meteoric
Really
rise.
amazing.
Yeah, so, but
Still
what I was going to
talking
get at
about
is
Alyssa
that.
during Cowrie.
But no, the thing is, Kaori, they panned to her and she's crying. And what I noticed is there's a lot of official, not officials, people that are volunteers that are working down there and they're all saying, congratulations, we love you. She's crying. She's obviously devastated, not because of the results or anything, but like, I mean, not because of, I think it was just in her head, like it was so close, I
I
had
think
this.
so too, in her
I
head.
don't think she's like unhappy about the results. That's what I was
It's
trying
a
to say.
year's long worth of pressure, I think it's once you announce that you're retiring and then it's an Olympic year and you're a multiple time world champion, and if you skate clean, the judges always put you in first. There's so much pressure on that. And I can't imagine how relieving that pressure must feel like too, and that disappointment. I definitely felt like she skated not to lose. Because it felt very
It was
just
tight. Yeah.
It was tight. She was looking down a lot, vacant expression, just wasn't the Calgary, the free Calgary
Focused,
we're
just
used to
focused.
seeing.
Yeah.
It was very focused in, and then she has that mistake, and it just, yeah. But
Yeah.
it was really good skate. Again, even if it's like not the winning skate here, it was still really good. You know, any other
Yeah.
competition, it wins. So
Yeah, but this is the
that's just
story
the
of this
crazy
is the
stuff.
story of
Olympics is
Alyssa
always
Liu.
so
This
great.
is the story of Alyssa Liu. She
Yeah.
wins by, you know, I don't want to say others making mistakes because it's not that deep, but it's literally like she kind of falls into place to these wins. So good for her. She literally has all these titles. You know, one skater falters in one program, one in the other. We saw it in the Grand Prix final. We didn't see it so much here, but you know, I mean, this calculation mistake, I guess,
And
is
when you're
what.
even and everyone else is like this, you
Yeah.
come out the top a
She's
lot.
rock solid. Yeah, she's
Rock
rock solid.
solid.
Yeah. And
Totally
Alyssa
deserved to
did
win
get
here.
two attention calls on both of her flips. And even that, you know, that drops down the GOE. It doesn't drop down the base value. But if you're gonna give like a plus three, you might have to go down to a plus one or maybe a zero because of that. So she did lose points there. Now, Kauri not getting anything on her LUTs is outrageous. I say this as the
Outrageous.
hugest Kauri fan. I've said this for years and years, way before we were on here. If you know me, I've been venting a lot about this. She should have gotten at least the attention. I know she's trying to disguise it, and I even think she changed the pattern a little bit to not
Yes.
be such a severe inside edge. Like it's actually going outside to inside now. So if you want to give it attention, whatever. It's really not even an attempt at a Lutz, but they didn't give it in the free skate. So I think even that, you know, what did she even score on her Lutz? Oh yeah, she's getting, you know,
Plus
twos and
three.
threes on that, which is crazy. That's
Yeah.
crazy.
So yeah, just one plus two. So it was pretty much a plus three score. And yeah, even with that, like if she'd ended up winning without getting the exclamation, I would have had like a bit of a bad taste in my mouth, to be honest with you. Especially
Because, well,
after
also
giving
because
Alyssa
Alyssa got hers.
two exclamations when, yeah, you know, it's clearly taking off a flat to me in a lot of these, or you know, slight outside,
Oh
deserving of the
no.
exclamation.
Kauri is straight up
But
deep
oh no, I meant
inside edge when
Alyssa.
she takes.
Alyssa
Oh, okay.
splits. But Kauri knows, deserving of a full E. So her not getting the exclamation is just, yeah. But it is what it is. She got silver. And then Amina Kai, or the breakout of the season, gets bronze and then doesn't even
With
realize it.
nine in the free skate, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Because I think
because I
she
mean
sees that
she,
ninth and she's just kind of like, oh, sad, you know? Then what?
I mean, she starts out the program with oh, so we're a little bit behind in the chat again. The chat's like behind, but I just saw somebody ask,
Oh, through the
"What's the
chat.
penalty for a flutz?" And the thing is, you need to call the edge, and then you, if you call a full edge call on it, then you're losing base value just like you do in an under rotation. You're only getting a certain percentage of the base value. So by calling the attention, the exclamation point that you see in the protocols, they're not losing any base value. Kind of like this cue, this phony cue that needs to go away immediately. Either you're under rotated or you're not. This attention thing, I can understand a little bit because they're saying you better check your edge when you're going in because it's kind of questionable. But for some of these skaters, it's just, again, it's a way to say you should be losing points, but we're going to be nice to you and just give you this instead.
And then even then, you know, the continuing on with some of this generous calling, it did affect everybody, but it affected some more than others, and it could have played with the medals really, because I mean, Amina Kai is ninth in the free skate, but third overall. You know, she has that great moment where it's a surprise to her, and she can't believe it at first, and she asks Alyssa for confirmation. But you know, in the
She
second
looked
half of
at
that
her.
program, I'm like, oh no, all these triples are under. Like, and she only gets a Q on the flip in the final loop. And to me, they were clearly under. And then even that Lutz had issues too with the sequence with the double axels. So that could have knocked her out of the medals. But at the same time, Monet also had the same benefit of the doubt for some of her jumps. So,
I
you
mean, a
know,
lot of them all the way down the
mm-hmm.
board. You know, if you want to start in the first group, I watched Kurokova. Bless her. She's skating some of the best skating she's had in a long time, but every single one of those jumps should have been some kind of call. And I think she came away pretty much unscathed. And I was saying, you know, this is kind of a sign of things to come if they're really not going to call too much. Actually, they
Two
gave, I'm
Qs and
looking
an
at,
under, but it should have been
I
more
just looked.
even, right?
So just throughout the whole night, it very, very kind of, I don't know, just pick and choose what you want. And this is the story of every competition. Most women skaters have issues with rotating the jumps. It just is what it is. One competition, the panel goes to town on them and they mark every single jump under or downgraded or whatever. And then the next competition is like you get two cues. And then the points are all over the place and you have people saying, oh, they really improved their skating. No, it's just
No.
the panel. This is kind of built-in technique that is always more or less going to be the same. And there's just, this is like SOS single skating, like we did with Ice Dance. There needs to be consistency, and there needs to be logic, and there needs to be equal scoring across the board.
Right.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about Ami. She holds on for this bronze medal, and I'm so happy for her. And yeah, Alyssa's the one that ultimately has to tell her that yes, she's third, and then Ami loses it, and Alyssa's jumping up and down for her, and she's barely even recognizing her own gold medal that she reached, that she confirms at this same time. So happy for her. You know, I think she is definitely one to watch. I thought she was really tight. I think she did get away with quite a few calls. That triple axel definitely helped her. We go. Next, who was next? Was Amber fourth?
Monet
No,
Chiba.
Amone Chiba was fourth. Monet
Fourth.
Chiba was fourth. Amber
By one and a
was,
half, less than 1.5 points.
yeah. So Monet Chiba, you know, we speak very highly of her skating skills and how she could get across the ice over after one push. And I think she has beautiful composition of, especially of her free skate. Her presentation is there. I wouldn't say it's overwhelming, but yes, the thing with her, it's like Satoko Miyahara, and I saw Satoko on the Metro, and I had a long talk with her, and she is absolutely perfect in every way. I would have given her the highest PCS ever, but when it comes to these jump rotations, they really kind of tend to look the other way a lot for her. So, I do think it's kind of a toss-up for me. You know, like both of them were maybe overmarked PES wise, and then do you consider, okay, should Amber maybe be closer to the podium? I don't know. I would
Because
really have
Amber
to
had some
restore
pretty
all of
solid jumps
this.
here relative to the field, you know? And so you're looking at here, she's like 4 point, oh God, 2.5 points outside of the bronze position, right? Exactly like you're saying. If they called some of these under for these other skaters, she could have been right there. But even then, if we're just like going on to Amber, she had such a redemption skate. It was so great. I was moved, even if she had that mistake on the final loop. And you could tell, like, you could see her reacting to it in real
Oh
time
yeah,
during the
she was like,
performance.
oh,
So that
come
was super
on.
cool. I know, right? Like, right, like rolling eyes at herself. Like, that was, but still, love that. Love the reaction, the kiss and cry. She's third on the night,
Third in the free
too.
skate and barely behind second. Like she's almost second in the free
Right.
skate. So
Yeah. And
that's,
if anything, like, I would have put her second in the free skate. Just
I
myself.
don't know. I mean, I'm gonna be bashed for this, so just let me have at it. But if you watch like the triple axel for her example. For example, this bothers me because this, if we're talking about these positive criteria for the single skating, she telegraphs this jump so much. And this is built into what would be negative kind of features to drop down the GOE because there's not features, but there's GOE that you have to kind of balance out. Now, she telegraphs 10 or 11 or 12 seconds, something like that. And she goes up. It's a big jump, but she really doesn't have a tremendous amount of run out. So giving a plus three to me is, you know, I understand
Yeah,
it's a
it's a
jump that
plus two
most people
max, I
aren't.
think, considering that, because it's very Liashenko with the telegraphing, you know, if
Yes,
we're going
very,
back
very.
to that early 2000s, late 90s. But yeah, so it's a plus two. It's probably one of the
I
better ones
also,
she's ever landed, though. It's really great.
I also think the triple toe should have been under the microscope for
Yeah, I think so
rotations.
too.
Otherwise, though, you know, step sequence level two, I think in the short program, it should have been
That's.
that too. I mean, I don't know how she got a level four with how she skated in the short. That is one thing I want to bring up too. We're not going to talk about the short program so much, but the short program. Really, that footwork should have been considered a fall. I know she covered it, she
Yes.
kind of slid down to her knee, but the body weight was off. It should have been a fall. Then I don't know how they considered it a level four anyways, because she was wobbling on every single turn and edge from that point on. And then she's getting plus threes for that. That's another scandalous kind of thing, whatever. So if I'm looking realistically, I probably think she would have been 18th or 19th place if they would have called that. But again, regardless, we're not talking about the short program. I just think that should have been called. I still think good for her because she has a lot going on off the ice with the drama. We're not going to get into that, but she's had a hard week. I'll say that.
Right.
And for her to come back with this kind of skate, you know, she just said she wanted to have an Olympic skate for herself
She
in the free
did.
skate, regardless of the results, and she did. She really,
And
she
you
had a
know what?
good.
She's still an Olympic gold medalist. Who cares? Haters, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, she deserves none of this hate going coming her way. She literally performed for the US when she needed it. Everyone in that team event did exactly what was needed to get that gold medal. Everyone's deserving of that credit. Amber did a great job. She's an Olympic gold medalist still. And
And I
then
just
had
want to
this
point
amazing
out, you
skate.
know, she skated what? She skated 12 out of 24, and she has five judges giving her first in TES.
And two
So
first overall.
you have to think if she would have skated that short program clean, she's in it for the gold medal because I'm
I
sure the
agree.
PCS would have had a little boost skating later. But yeah, again, we can't focus on what could have been, and we're just focusing on what actually did. So Petrosian, I will say this. If you watch this often, I get into very kind of, I don't want to say snarky, but I get into the PCS kind of criteria, and I'm like, there's no way this skater or this skater or this skater should be in the eights. They should be in the fives or the sixes. It's, to me, baffling for some of these skaters that I don't want to name, but I do it. Just watch some old videos. Petrosian, I have to say, like, I think she's a pretty artistic skater. Does she have the Tuukka Rydze kind of paint by number, move to move to move to move? Like, just this arm movement needs to go right now because I said to, this leg kick needs to be here because I said, yes, to an extent. But I also think she's more on the side of actually feeling the music than most of the skaters of the last quad.
I see what you
Do I think the
mean.
eights are right?
Yeah.
No.
Right. Because, like, she sits so tense, though, the whole time. You know how a lot of times we criticize skaters for being too, like, lackadaisical. They can't hold tension and then release it with the music at the right time. She just continuously holds onto that tension and never lets it go, especially the way she moves. And so it's just so jarring, everything to me that she does and the way she performs. And so, like, yeah, I think
But
she's
that's just,
overmarked in
that's,
PCS, to be honest with you. Even then,
yeah.
like, the stroking gets really kind of like stiff in the second half of the program too, when she gets tired. It's like a struggle to gain speed. So, but in terms of, like, the spin's really great, some of the best in the competition here. It's just the skating, just I don't really remember anything about it.
I do. I liked her free skate parts of it. I think she's, I think people want, I read comments that were straight up like, I don't want her on the podium because I don't want AAN on the podium. That's not how it goes. If I'm being realistic, going back to the men, I said in men's practices, Dumenic, I thought he had a chance to be on the podium. I think, again, if we're looking at the consistency of the calling, I could say maybe he should have inched his way onto the podium, or at least he was already really close. I don't want to get back into this whole men's conversation, but I'm not someone that's going to say you have to just trash. It's like people want to overanalyze everything that the Russians are doing, but they want to look the other way on every other skater. And I'm like, I try to point this out, like,
Right, and I think she's judged pretty fairly, actually, because she gets the same benefit of the doubt calls from the panel here too. Two exclamations that clearly should have been E's because they were so egregious in real time. But everyone got the benefit of the doubt for that in both
Yeah,
phases,
and the quad
so it's
toe
not
was
this award.
obviously, it was almost downgrade territory. So
Yeah,
they give it an under
I
rotation.
would have given it a second look, right? Or third or fourth.
So she finishes sixth.
And then
She's
there's just
just,
so many great skates,
but
because then
after
there's
that, oh my God, like
Petrokina, right after that, had a really great skate too. Not as good as, like, Euros and stuff like that, but still a great skate, a little tight later on.
I would say Petrokina was tight throughout. Like, I would say she, I respect, and if I know when we say this, this is always like skating scores guy, when he always comments on, or if he always shares our videos, he always references something I say about the 90s. So here's your 90s reference. Petrokina's like the 90s kind of mid-range European skater that has this kooky program and this kooky way of moving. Like, it's not really, it's all avant-garde in a way.
Yeah,
And
we
I
call it
think,
obscure European skaters. Yeah.
yes, exactly. It's kind of like that. But I don't think it hit as well today. I'm not saying it was flat or anything. I just think that at Europeans, the last two seasons, she's been a little bit more on. But seventh place here, sixth in the free skate. So she climbs up. Haiyan Lee, good for her. I think Carmen was a little bit, if we're gonna talk about all
Flat.
these great
She's
skates,
not
that
great.
was the one that really didn't stand out at all to me. But amazing result for her. Really amazing result for her to be into the top 10. Gubanova, your favorite. Just a
I know.
one, tight a little bit and one little mistake. I think it was on the Lutz she stepped out. But other than that, pretty much the same as always. Just I think, like, her max is somewhere right around 140. So she scores 138 here, and I don't think she could have asked for so much more.
And with the Olympics inflation too, if she had landed that Lutz well, like she had most of the season, she would be like 141-ish, maybe a little higher, depending on how high the judges go with the PCS, right? But you know me, like I love this program. Even
You
though,
didn't think it
like,
was a little bit flat though
it
today?
was, though it was, it was.
I think she was probably a little pissy
Tight.
after the one mistake, and then, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? She was actually not happy with her scores at all. I will say that it was very clear she was not happy with the scores she was given. Whether that's right or wrong, again, we didn't rescore or anything. Svitolina in 10th. I'm so happy she's in the top 10. I want to know when she's
Me too.
finally going to get her due because I feel like she's such a good skater. I love this little swooshy thing she has coming out of her jumps. It's kind of like Ilya, what he was trying to do with his landings, where it's kind of just this, like, I got it, let me extend and just ride this edge. She does that with almost every single jump that she does. It's so nice to see. I am not gonna say that her free skate's my most favorite thing in the world.
Yeah,
I
you
think
do.
her short program's a little bit better, but she delivered. And when she lands these jumps, she gets massive, massive GOEs. Like all of her TES is like 6th, 7th, 8th. It's the PCS. They kind of again didn't know what to do with her, but I don't think
Right.
she should be that low. Like, especially you look at some of the skaters ahead of her, Petrosian. You know, some of
Yeah.
them should have lower. High and Lee, I would give lower. So, I think it's
I
just a
think,
matter of
yeah.
time before she's at the top.
I agree, you know, and you can see her PCS climbing from where it was even just last year. It's getting there. She's shown more consistency. But I can see it to where that first half of the program was just so flat, had like almost no choreography. I don't feel like the program starts until that step sequence. And
Don't
then she
disagree.
starts getting into it. And, you know, so I can see it for that because she still eights here in PCS. When what judges were giving her sixes last year at Worlds, like crazy low PCS.
Seven, probably,
Yeah, like, right. So we have to go back and look. But, like, so it was good. I think it bodes well if she keeps staying in. I don't know what her plans are, but she stays in these next 4 years.
She
So,
has to. She's just
yeah.
starting to be, you know, up at the top
I hope
or
so.
getting towards the top 10, you know. So I would assume she's staying in. Jia Shin gets 7th place in the free skate. Really elegant. She just had that, what, like a few of her jumps were up against the boards, and I think it was the loop. You
Loop.
probably
It
have
was
the
a loop.
protocol. Yeah, that she stepped out of, and I think she actually would have fallen on it had the boards not been right there. So maybe that's like a little bit of a benefit of the doubt to her. But she's so elegant. You know, she's in this white, she's skating the Liebestrom. She's giving me memories of Jennifer Robinson skating Liebestrom at 2002 Olympics and doing pretty well for herself as well. So she climbs up, not able to get into that top 10. She's just like a point short, but really elegant skating. She's another one. I think her arms are really beautiful. I think she has to figure out what she's doing with her body. But her arms are just so elegant and she's so nice to watch.
And then,
Isabeau Levito.
yeah.
Now, I don't understand why, like to me, and this is from having seen her in person and on TV, I don't understand why the judges don't see that. Like she and actually Nina Pinzolone, who's right behind her, I think they have two of the most, the highest scores they should have in composition and presentation. I think they have two of the best programs, maybe in both programs, but especially the free skate. I would say give them the highest composition scores. I would probably give Isabeau the highest presentation score, just very clearly, even with the fall. You know, you have to max it at 9.5, but I would not have a problem giving it 9.5, to be honest
Yeah,
with you. It's
same. It
just
was a really good, right?
so
And she
much
just,
better.
And you can see that too. The judges were like a bit all over the place with her PCS. She has 2nd to 10th, right? And so
I
there were
don't.
some judges giving her this benefit of the doubt, or at least seeing the same things that we've been talking about for the longest
But
time.
even that, it's in the
The
mid
French
eights.
judge puts her first in composition, though, 9.25, you know? So the
Which,
French judge
there we
sees what we're
go.
saying. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, well, so does the Kazakh judge. I mean, the Polish judge has over a 9 or at a 9. The thing is, like, I see that some of them are getting it, but to me, it's just even her skating skills, she can be faster, yes, but her
But there's
quality
no
of
weight.
edge, just everything, like her posture, just everything is so good. The things that are not good is the entry to the flip and the entry to the Lutz. That is what destroys her score. And she's another one that only came away with two combinations because of the fall on the flip that started. So she's losing points. She doesn't do a triple triple and not doing that.
And she never added it anywhere, you know, like that triple toe that she needed. I'm surprised that she didn't practice that or come up with
Like
some
Kaori. Yeah,
contingency on the double
exactly.
axel, right? Like that triple toe could have been on the double axel, the triple loop, the triple sock out, try it anywhere, or even just put a double toe out there, you know? So, yeah, it's good to
I
see.
still love her skating, and I think
Me
comparatively
too.
her PCS should have been just among the
And
highest.
I hope she stays
Nina,
in. I really do.
oh my God, she better. She's so young. She's like
Better.
21. Yeah,
Good. Yeah,
maybe
she's better.
20. Like she's young. She's staying. Nina Pinzolone. So last year at Worlds, I think I even told you. Well, I saw her at Skate America last year, and the free skate just blew me away. It's I've never seen Handmaid's Tale. It's nothing to do with that. It's just the choreography is so perfect and she's so elegant. And I understand her jumps should all be probably under rotated. She's not a big jumper, very, very tight on all of them. But the skating, the program, Benoit Richaud hits it out of the park with her in choreography. I think time after time after time, she's a skater that he just gets. This free skate, I'm telling you, it is probably my absolute favorite in the entire field from start to finish. I just think she's perfect. This is another one. Composition, give her all the points for that. Presentation, give her all the points for that. There is not one move in this program that's out of place. I love it. I really, truly love it. And just as an added bonus, I put a little clip of it on Instagram and I put like, this is my favorite. And the composer of the final piece of her free skate reshared it, and this guy has like 1.1 million followers. So I'm like,
Oh,
this is
that's so
nice, you know?
cool.
Yeah. So I love her skating. I'm not a fool to say like, oh, her jumps are clean, because they're not, but her spins are some of the best in the entire field, and I truly feel like her presentation is really up there as the best, or right at, with the
Yeah,
best,
I
with
agree.
Isabel.
You know, and you know, placing right behind her is Lona Hendricks, and you know, I prefer Nina too, like between the two Belgian skaters, just for like exactly what you're saying. Yeah, this Hendricks's free skate just felt really flat to me, just like all the way through. Even before that singled flip, just from like the beginning into the, like the first two jumping passes, it just
Well,
felt really flat.
listen, we talk, I was out with her brother Yorick one night, a few nights ago in Milan, and I was asking him, you know, how's Luna looking? And he said, she just started jumping a week ago. She had an
Oh,
ankle problem
really?
again. Yeah. So I'm actually
Oh,
super
wow.
surprised that she skated as well as she did. She got through pretty much everything except that. And the short program was pretty good too. So I was not expecting much from her at all. And I don't think they were either. So I think, you know,
Yeah.
she looked pretty content. And I'm sure this goes back to what he told me, because I'm sure they were not knowing what was going to happen.
My
I
God, you
think we have
gotta.
a differing opinion here.
Yeah.
You know, her short program, she's had to change three times. She had to change the Celine Dion piece, because that the one she changed her program once already this year. She changed the Celine Dion. That piece was in Deadpool or something. She didn't get the rights to it, so then she had to change to another Celine Dion piece. So this is very last minute with that. But so this is where we're different. I think the free skate I actually like. I think this is the best program she's had in quite some time. It's not, I'm not going to say it's full of choreography, but it's because it's not. But she has a presence. Like she really has just this presence. Like just it's commanding whether she's really doing
Usually
much of
does. I didn't
anything or
feel
not.
that here though, you know, in this particular skate. It just was kind of just like just not there. You didn't get this normal charisma that she has when she gets
Yeah.
to like Club Agrabah. I'm just kind of like,
Well, you don't
okay,
want her to do
cool.
like the thing on the hopping on the ice. You missed that?
No. Maybe I should
Okay.
be grateful for what we get, like,
Okay.
right? Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm really, you know, she seemed happy. She seemed like she was content. Laranaki Goodman actually had a standout skate, and she only finishes 15th by part because of what happened in the short program. But
Yeah.
I really, she was one I just had my fingers crossed so much, because I'm like, I
Me
want her
too.
to get into that final group for the free skate, and I want her to shake everything up with this Jaws free skate. I've gotten so excited by this as the season has gone on, and like I don't know, it makes me happy. It just makes me happy that she's kind of the one that always has at least one program that's a little bit out there and
I
different.
just feel like I'm
She
so glad they
skated
showed
really
this on the
well.
replay too, like the some of the shark choreography. Yeah, she skated really well. This program was like iconic for like us skating nerds. I feel like we'll talk about this for a long time, especially when she fins and then puts it over her face, and it's all like, it's one of my favorite
No, it's
moments in
amazing.
like
Stefan
the
Lambiel, keep doing that work. He's the
whole
one who choreographed it.
competition. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a standout program. I see where she's slightly lacking on the PCS. I don't know what she needs to do. I think she needs to stay kooky or like kind of out there with everything. I did like her short program too, even though it's a little bit more conservative by her standards. But
No, I
I don't
agree.
know that
She
she's
needs to
able
stick
to.
with this idea of what she finds to be interesting. Because if she thinks it's cool and interesting, it's more likely we'll feel that too. Right? So I think she should just stick to that. What does she like? What does she enjoy? What does she want to put out there that's kind of like different? Yeah.
Ida
There's just so
Karhunen,
many.
she's another one. The blinking in the short program. Adam Solya again giving us what we want with this Britney Spears short program, and it's not even a very well-known Britney Spears piece, but you can tell Ida is really, she gets it. She just gets the choreography and she makes it her own. You know, the free skate's a little bit of been there, done that. Like, I don't think
Right.
it's anything extraordinary, but she kind of still interprets the music in a different way.
Still
And I
really
she's
good,
another
yeah.
one. Yeah, she's very good. I think she's one to watch for the future. Very excited by her. She's like in the middle of all these great skates, but I really have to go to the next skater, Julia Sauter. I think
Not your moment in the kiss and
what the
cry.
thing is, I
In the
have
skate
raved
too.
about her since forever. I
Yeah.
love Julia Sauter. If you watch one of the first videos we ever made, it was right after Worlds. I talked pretty extensively about how before the short program, I watched her and she was one of my favorites going in. And she was missing every single jump in the practices. And she's usually very consistent in competition. So she's at the boards crying. And I'm like, oh my God, like, please just get it together. She skates a clean short program. She gets into the free skate, which means she has an Olympic ticket. I saw her afterwards at the Chic Sport booth, and I was waiting to talk to Jenna McCorkle because I go way back with her. And Jenna was talking to Julia, and I was kind of peeping in on it because I was standing there. And Julia was like, "Oh, I'm so relieved after the short program. Like, I have my Olympic spot. I'm so happy now." And that made me happy to hear, like, all that pressure was off. So she goes to Europeans this year. She has like a well, first of all, yeah, she goes to Europeans. She has the standout skate. She has this reaction to the Kiss and Cry, which was my number one reaction of the season. She finishes 11th place, which kind of I would have had her higher. She was really good. Her jumps are some of the most obviously rotated jumps, I think, in the entire women's field in the world right now, just not at the Olympics, like in general. So then she goes to the short program here in the Olympics, all of a sudden has a triple X triple toe. She has a personal best in the short program, and then she delivers an even better free skate than what she did at European. She just had that little mistake at the end. Her jumps are so huge. Her skating quality is so nice. She's just so sensitive to the music. She's somebody that really got her start as far as rising up the ranks later in life. I think she's 28 now. But then again, we go to the Kiss and Cry, and she is shocked by her score. It is like,
And even
it
then,
makes
I'm
me
like,
so
you know,
happy.
judges, it could have been a little higher, you know,
Could have been
because
higher.
she skates ninth. And even then, that first triple Lutz is so good. And for someone who skates ninth in the second group, it's all threes from the panel. Imagine
Yep,
if she was
it's
in
a
that
very
final
obvious.
group. You know, like that's a plus four jump easy. So yeah, I think she was a little undermarked in GOE here just from skating early.
I think
But
PCS too.
geez.
I mean, there's not, you know, I'm not, she's not like, there's nothing extraordinary, but it's all so pleasant. And I think she has more sensitivity and more presentation than a lot of the skaters that are kind of just drilling in the jumps that we've talked about prior. But I don't even care about her placement. You know, she actually fell a place in the results after the short pro like after the free skate from where she was in the short program, but her you wouldn't know from her skate. It was insane. From that point on, I feel like it just kept getting better and
Yeah,
better and
it
better,
did.
and
This
we
is a great
kind of
competition.
lost it a little bit. Wow.
Yeah, but overall, I
Anyone
think it was a great
else? Oh,
competition. Like,
I
oh
do
yeah,
want to
anyone
talk.
else? Yeah, go ahead.
So, well, I want to talk about both of the Swiss women. Livia Kaiser, all season long, was, you know, she had injuries. She was not skating well. She looked miserable on the Grand Prix, just not looking good. And then at the last minute, the Swiss Olympic Committee was like, we don't know if we're going to send her. And then they announced that she could go. She had for finishing in 21st place. I don't even care. She's another one. The free skate was so good for her. She's another one. Big jumps. Really nice sensitivity to the music. I'm sure she couldn't care less about that 21st place. She's been top 10 in the world several years ago, but she's, you know, she's coming back from her injuries all season, and I think this is like such a big step in the right direction. And it's just another sign to these Olympic committees that want to be very strict about these minimums. You
No,
can have
that's
like a standout skate in the Olympics and really like get a lot of attention from it. You never know what's going to happen. And she did that. She finishes ahead of Kimi Räikkönen, who finishes in 23rd place, also dealing with injuries this year. She's been as high as, I think, like sixth in the world. Just start, first three jumping passes are all falls. She put it back
no.
together a little bit, but she's just, you can tell she's not quite there. One thing I want to point out with her is her sister is her coach. Jeremy is her sister. And Michael Huth is also her coach. And they, at the end of the program, they were so motivational to her. They were like, yes, like it's okay, good, you know, like congratulations, like be happy about it, because they know she's had a long road back. So I thought that was very, I was very happy to see that. I don't really have any thoughts about anything else. If we're going back to the short program, you know, Madeline Skeezis did not get out of the short program. It's another question of all these skaters. I saw actually Kat Cornetta, who I love, she's a reporter. She put out this statistical thing where it showed that almost all these skaters that skated in the team event had worse skates in their individual events in some segment. And it begs the question, should you do it afterwards? Should you have this team event after the fact? I know that for scheduling purposes, it will be much more difficult, blah, blah, blah. But I still think, I know personally that I put out this poll on Instagram, and there's a lot of skaters that are competing at this Olympics that follow the Instagram account. And the poll was, should the team event be before or after the individual event? And all the skaters that replied that are in this Olympics said it should be after. So that's just food for thought where they
And the
are at in
fandom
their
and
heads.
everybody. I think it's everybody but the Olympic organizers thinks the team event should be last.
So
I think that's what we saw here too. I don't think people truly understand that kind of like emotional intensity that goes into everything, the adrenaline and all that. And then like figure skating, I feel like we talked to someone about this, like the way how you have to expend so much so quickly and then come down multiple times in a
Well, we saw it with
program.
Ilya, and
It,
that's the big thing
yeah, it
with
really
Ilya.
weighs on your body.
One thing I want to mention too, Kristen Spors, who finished in last place in the individual competition, I reshared a clip of her that the ISU put up yesterday. So if you don't know her story, she had her best skating of her life last year. At Worlds, she qualified a spot for Great Britain to the Olympics. She had surgery right afterwards. It was her something with her spine, and it made her lose all her sensitivity in her left from her ankle or from her knee to like her foot, essentially. So this is just a result of the surgery that she had. She lost like feeling basically. She thought she was going to retire. A few months ago, she decided, you know what, I'm going to try to come back. She's only doing the jumps she can do. She cannot do a double axel anymore. I was listening to the video and she said she couldn't do certain spins anymore. Like, I'm pretty sure she can't do a camel spin on that foot anymore. There's so much that she can't do, but she worked around this and she actually had a pretty good skate in the team event. Short program, she finishes last, but I'm 100% sure she does not care.
Yeah,
It's
of
just
course.
being here and being able to put together what she could do. And I think that's so remarkable. Like, I'm so excited just by her being able to be there and experience this, because she's another one. She's been around for quite some time and she never really got up to that level. And then finally, when she does, is when all this happens. So that's unfortunate. But, I bet this Olympic experience was all, like just as good all the same for her. So very happy for her.
Me too. Yeah, I don't really have anything else too. Like this feels like such a God, the Olympics here was such like I'm like at a loss for words for just how it was. I felt like we had this like great like high, from the team competition. It was so great, regardless of who you were rooting for, with such a close competition between gold, silver, and even like amongst the bronze, you get to like dance and it's like, oh, maybe a little controversial, depending on where you are and everything, but it's a really great, I think, competition overall. And men's felt so deflating, and so I think we were all feeling that. We talked to a lot of people and it was just kind of like, ugh. I think it kind of like soured at least like a day for us in Milan too. We were just kind of like we're tired,
Yeah, I mean, I was tired. I
Yeah,
would
one
rather
day
go
just
through 4 days of skating where it's like I will
all
sit
just
in that
right, get
rink
all
for
done.
17 and a half hours and watch all the practices and be ready to go the next morning at 7 or 8 or 9 a.m. whatever time. Having
Right.
one event a day and like kind of having the day to yourself and then misbehaving at night, if you will, and finding places to go and going out with some of the former skaters and coaches, I'm getting older and that was very taxing on me. So I
I
kind of like when
know,
all the
poor
skating is
Tony.
stacked together. But I wish that if anything, I don't have any regrets about, coming home. We were there for 8 days, which is
I know,
crazy.
right?
But I would
And
have
like,
loved to have seen this night. I would have loved to have been there for this energy because
me
I'm
too, me too. And I
sure.
was just thinking about that because like I know you had that day to recover, and maybe you would have like had the energy to stay. I just started feeling that today. That the same thing you felt like a few days ago. I'm like, oh no, my sciatica is coming back. My body hurts.
No, it wasn't even my body, just I had too
Okay.
much fun. And then
Yeah, that's
I
all
have to
fair. Yeah.
realize I'm not 21
I know
anymore, so that's one
my
thing.
phone was just like, your sleeping patterns have drastically changed. You should look
I
at this
didn't bring
note.
my Aura ring because I knew it was going to say that I was 45 hours in sleep
I
debt or
know,
something.
we
So
barely slept for like a whole week.
yes. Yeah.
But totally worth it. Totally would do it again. If anything, watching the women's today, I was like, oh, maybe next time plan for like the whole 2 weeks. I don't know, like
No.
maybe make it a whole thing, go to the team and just see what that's like, and then try to like actually sleep while you're there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We have 4 years to
But
plan.
no.
We'll get around to that when it comes time. What else? So I don't know if I like it's everything's blurred now, and I don't know what I've told people out loud and what we've talked about on here. But we had lunch with Belinda Noonan. She reached out, and I reached out, and I was like, absolutely, let's. Please like meet sometime. So on one of her off days from commenting, we had a nice lunch and a few drinks with her, and that was amazing.
Yeah, for real.
It's really nice. I know that we've only had this channel for 1 year, but I promise you, I've been on skating circles online since like 98. And a lot of these feelings that I have now, especially when IJS first came out, 2003, I will say it again. I downloaded all of those rules and I read them and I printed them out and I wasted way too much paper on my printer, but I was reading all the rules and I wanted to become very well versed in what, because now there was a system that was exactly saying what you needed to do. And I wanted to be on top of it. And ever since then, I've kept up with it more or less and I know all the nuances of the rules. But Linda kind of told us, like, you guys know your stuff, and it's very impressive. And to hear from someone that's been an Olympic commentator, you know, I even told her when I was, you know, 12, 13 years old, these skating video clips just barely started to show up online. And of course, I wanted to see the 98 Olympics would have been the most previous Olympics to when this started happening. So I wanted to see the whole event. So I'm searching out these clips, and it's her. She's the one commenting on a lot of these lower ranked skaters. So I was familiar with who she was for since I was
I
probably
know, I know.
13,
Yours
14 years
goes
old.
back all the 90s. Your kind of like frame of reference for Belinda for me, it's still 2010 Vancouver Virtue and Noir, and I told her that too. And you know, I think she said it was like it's still her favorite Freedance. And just the way she, even she reacts just so genuinely and so emotionally, and she has just kind of like you know, like feeling for one of the final, I guess you'd call it, lifts, dance lifts, whatever you want to say. It was just so good, so good. I don't want to have a too good, much of a gushy moment because I feel like I'm about to here. But Belinda, you're amazing. Thank you.
Yeah,
I
that
think
was a
we did
lot of
talk about
fun.
this. Actually, we're just tired.
Yeah, no, we actually we so other things that we got to do. I mean, we met up
US
with quite
House,
a
yeah.
few. We went to the Pride House event.
Yeah,
We
that.
got tickets to that last minute. We were put on a list, and that was a completely it was invite only. You could register for tickets, but it was completely full. We got to go to that. Saw a few old friends there. Ended up going out. I had McDonald's with a few skaters right after the fact because we were looking for food and nothing was open.
This is
So.
past midnight, everybody, so there's an excuse. There's something else open.
I mean, I
Okay.
would have eaten it anyways. I don't care. And then also we on the last night we were there, we were invited to the US Winter House. And we got to meet we met Bonnie Blair. We got to hold her medal from 1988. We got to hold what the torch was from what
I don't
year?
remember.
92? I don't
Yeah, I
know.
don't
We got to
remember.
hold
But
the
you have
Olympic torch
two
from one
hands.
year. We had to wear gloves. It was very like
And
high
they emphasize two
security.
hands only. If you hold it with one
Yeah,
hand,
on
like
two
no, you might
hands so you
hold it
don't
too
drop
tight,
it.
crack it. It's two hands only.
So we got to do that. We saw a lot of skaters in the Winter House. We actually watched the pairs free skate there. Just amazing, like really amazing. I don't know what else to say, like besides gushing constantly, like we
I
always do,
know.
but the reaction to us and what we do has been very strong.
And just thank you. You
And
know, like it's some really like. Some really like big people, important people have like given us a lot of compliments, and it's
coaches
just,
of top teams have said
it's,
thank you for your work.
I know. So just like, I don't know, the gratitude I feel I can't properly express, but just thank you. We just do this as a passion project. We just do it because we love to just nerd out on figure skating. Tony's talking about printing out the rules. You know, I have the whole, I used to have the whole Ice Dance when they used to publish the technical panel handbook, just like right next to my bed. I'd print out all like the updated
Yeah,
rules,
I'm not like that. I don't sleep
communications, and
next
look at
to it,
that
but
too. It's like nighttime dry reading. Give me a technical manual any day.
Aye,
Used to
Thomas.
be my old
I thought I
job,
was bad.
it's the follow up to, rules and regulations and the vagaries of them used to be my entire job.
I know you're so nuanced in the ice dance, especially. I don't know who else is, if people are still here, just mentioning in the beginning I had two voices. I heard my voice on the YouTube and on Zoom, so it was like not in sync. So I was probably rambling because I was trying to figure out how to fix it. Second of all, if anyone is still here watching and they have any questions, it's on a little bit of a delay, but we'll just talk for 30 seconds or whatever. If anyone has anything they want to ask or
I did
say
see
that we
one
addressed.
question that someone did. It just didn't really come in like easily. Someone was like, "What was the last time we saw a triple loop, triple toe?" Because we were talking about Calgary needs to just put this in, try it at the end, and she could have beat the Olympic gold medalist. Last time I remember that was 2016 Worlds in the short program where Medvedeva isn't able
No,
to
I
add
think
the
it was
toe in the
from
flip.
her.
No, Medvedeva definitely does that too.
No,
She
I'm
puts the triple
saying,
toe
I
in the
think they're
loop.
asking about Kauri.
Oh, when Calgary did that? Oh, I probably never.
I don't think so. I
Never.
know, well, Elena Sokolova used to do it way back in like 98,
Oh, Sokolova.
99.
That's the last time I've
Again,
seen one,
90s
a triple
reference. If
loop,
you want
triple
to know
toe.
anything about 90s, I'll tell you exactly when it was. I don't know though. It's a very difficult jump. I even we talk about like a quad loop and how it's super hard to rotate it. I feel like just the running edge out of the loop, it's just hard to get the momentum to then turn back, pick in without going on this curve and get back up in the air. So I think that the loop is probably one of the most difficult jumps to get back up into the air. Which skaters did you have McDonald's with? Was it after the rhythm dance? No, it was on an off day, and I don't want to say who it was. But it was no current skaters. It was former skaters. What else can I say?
Even
We
better,
were all
yeah.
very hungry, I'll say that. And we all got like little happy meals, basically. They have like this, I don't know, like this deal. We wanted to just eat something before we ended up going
I haven't
out for
even
the
opened up
night
that friend's
because,
toy. You're just reminding me. Anyway.
yeah. Curious that Luna also had two solo double axels and the second was called as a repeat. Let me pull up the protocol because I have a feeling I know why, but I just want to make sure. Let's see.
What, in the free program?
Yeah, we're gonna look. Skating scores does not want to open for me right now, so.
No, it was not. Like, you can do two solo double axels. That's fine. There's no
No, but
penalty
they're
for
saying there's a
that.
plus rep on it. That's what we're
There's
gonna
not.
look
I'm
at.
looking at it.
There's
There's
not.
not.
Oh,
No.
okay. So, to Tamsin, if you wanna, maybe you saw wrong, but no, there's no double axel call on the for a
Yeah.
plus rep. And yeah, nothing's opening for me. Sometimes this website does this where nothing opens,
I think
but
there's a lot
it's
of
not.
traffic right now.
Probably.
Because it was
Probably people
happening
trying to
earlier this
figure out
week.
who was like the scandalous judge, and then we're going
Exactly,
to see
exactly. I
skating
think Evan was
journalists that
doing that.
say, oh,
Yeah.
they're going to say, oh, this one judge ruined the results because they don't understand how the
The
scoring
every
works.
4 year viewers are also accessing these too right now because they're commenting. I'm seeing that show up in like random front page Reddit stuff.
Yeah, because the journalists are saying it.
I know. The journalists who don't bother educating themselves.
The
That's
journalists
one
who
knock
should know
too.
better.
Yeah, so a lot of these mainstream journalists just aren't educating themselves when they write these articles. And I even just read the one, I think it's from Yahoo Sports for right after Alyssa won, where it's just so vague on like the issues these other skaters have. They're like, oh, this skater made one mistake that knocked her out. And I'm like, actually, Amina Khai had multiple issues that knocked her out. And if you were a competent reporter, you would have mentioned that. You know, like, and it's just things like that, like they just did not do.
I'm just bothered by reporters that I used to look up to as a kid and as a teenager that are saying things like, oh, you took this one judge off the panel and now this team dropped down to 12th place. It's not because of that, it's because they made a mistake. Or they're saying this one judge, because they scored so out of line, is the reason that this team won. That's not what happened. It's not like the high and the low scores are thrown out, and it's not the judge completely down the line whose scores are thrown out. It's the individual elements one by one, and it's
Right.
the PCS one by one. The
And it's
highest score and the lowest
also,
score are thrown
yeah.
out.
And this is,
So,
yeah, it's not a relative scale either, too. You know,
but what I'm
what you
getting
should be
at,
critic. Yeah, go ahead.
no, what I'm getting at is the total score you see from the judge. There might be an instance where judges have one of their scores or two of their scores thrown out. Every single judge might have a score that's thrown out. So it doesn't really matter about that total score. You're only
Right.
taking bits and pieces of that total. So don't look at that. Don't look at the ordinals. I saw someone arguing with me about how ordinals still matter in IJS
No.
in the comments. And then I tried to point out, like, you're wrong. And they're still arguing with me that if you take out this one judge's scores, then it's still five to f
Ordinals
I'm
are
like,
irrelevant. And so if you're
and
I'll just say this too, you know, as you go through, and if you're gonna criticize a judge, do it. We do it all the time. We will call out marks, but call out the individual marks and whether or not they meet the criteria given, you know? Don't evaluate the whole judge as a whole, their total score, and be like, this judge is so out of whack and whatever. Point out specifically which marks were out of whack. Like in that free dance, you can point out a bunch of marks that were out of whack from many judges, you know, and we pointed that out in our live scoring. Fournier, Beaudry, and Cizeron should not have gotten any tens, right? But even if they didn't get tens, they're still the winners. Like, I think it's really clear to me, just going through element by element, criteria by criteria. So call out the individual marks, don't call out the whole marking as a whole. And if you're going to do that, you have to go back in history and pretty much invalidate every single close ice dance competition since the invention of IJS. Sorry.
Can you analyze why Ami's free skate score was so low? I mean, personally, I think she
Good.
was just tight. You know, she does the triple axel, but even the triple axel was kind of like inside edge landing, like not really a, I'm not saying like the ducked massively for it because she landed it, but I don't think it was as smooth.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, looking at her LUTs, looking at her flip that got a
Yeah,
Q,
she's.
looking at her loop that got a Q, you have to go negative on these GOEs. And it was just a such a well-skated event. Also, just personally, I will say that I feel that the free skate's a little bit junior. Like, she's a very good skater, and I love how she beams with this big smile after every jump that she lands. But I just feel like the composition of it and like the overall presentation is a little bit lacking in the senior level. I'm not saying she didn't deserve a medal because I'm very happy that she got one. I just think when you look at all those things, when you look at PCS, I think there's several skaters. I've already referenced Lovito, Pinzerone. There's several other skaters that I would say are clearly, even Chiba, she's just a better skater. So you have to go higher on PCS for them. And then, the mistakes with the under rotations,
I think it's really what
there's
it
a
is.
column.
Yeah, popping that toe in the combination, all these cues. Like, she's leaving
Well, that
10, 11
toe was
points in.
like, yeah, that toe was like trying to be a triple and it just came out midair and it's just on 2 feet. So like very
So
big
she gave
mistake.
away like 11 points just right there. So she would be the free skate winner if she had skated clean. And she did not. She had three issues on jumping passes here. And I actually thought it was four jumping passes she had issues on. And then she gets a V for the final combination
Which
spin,
didn't
which.
really, just her base value a little bit, but she still got really high
That's like a
scores.
one for two. So she's leaving like 12, 13 points on the table just there. So.
One thing that we didn't even mention, I spilled the beans on the rhythm dance theme for 2027. It's not officially announced yet, but somebody just asked in the Fernando. So rhythm dance for next year is called Rhythm and Waltz. The junior rhythm dance is Westminster Waltz. The senior rhythm dance is Golden Waltz. And they're bringing this pattern back, this required steps, and you have to do steps 34 to 20. So you're going to go 34 to the end and then go 1 to 20. We are working on finding videos that we can illustrate exactly what it's going to be. This is all tentative. The ISU sent out like an something that I shouldn't have. I'll just put it that way. It's a very tentative, like this is what we're planning on. Just prepare yourselves for that. But I mentioned it, and then I know IceDance.com also had gotten a hold of it, so they also followed up with that and mentioned it. But it's so the waltz only has to be for this one section of the pattern, and then it could be any
Yeah, the rhythm.
music, any style of anything for the rest of the program. And one other thing that I heard, I'm pretty sure, but the choreographic step, the character step is out. And now they're going to have, sorry, they're going to have like a normalized kind of choreographic element. What that entails, I don't really know yet. When I find out, I will surely say it.
Oh, I'm seeing some people being like so excited for a normal theme. I mean, it's like half normal. I'm excited for it though too. The initial reaction we saw was everyone like, "Yay, finally a waltz, a waltz, a waltz." But what we're gonna see is there was a lot of like pop music because you can have any other rhythm. You just need the waltz just for that one, pattern section. That's it. When they're doing the compulsory, then you could go into like anything. It could be R&B. It could be hip hop. It could be tons of things. I think we're gonna see a lot of pop music.
Okay, Fernando. Also, I find it weird that in the short program, you get no
Oh,
credit for doubling the single jump requirement.
because
So here's the thing. Up until I believe it was 2003, the women were able to do either a solo double or solo triple jump. So if you did a solo double, this is in 6.0 system we're talking about. You would just lower down your starting score or whatever. So you're not going to start with a 5.9. You might start with like a 5.7 or 5.6 for doing a double. But then starting, I'm pretty sure 2003, they required it to be a solo triple jump. So it's not within the rules to do a double. You just don't get any points because it's not within the
yeah.
rules. It's just like if you do a single axel, it has to be a double axel or a triple axel requirement. For the combination, it has to be at least at minimum one triple and one double. So if you do a triple toe and a single toe, then the good part about the combination is that the single toe would get no credit, but then you still get points for the triple toe. But
But it
because you
doesn't meet
did not do,
requirements, right?
you would get a minus five. So you still get points for it. But when you're talking about the individual jump, it has to be a triple jump. Like that's the requirement. Are anyone you are willing to name as being underscored or overscored between both programs?
I think everyone's slightly overscored,
Yeah, I
but it's the
think that everyone was
Olympics.
given
I
the
think that's just
benefit
the
of the doubt.
Olympics.
I mean, I'm gonna go
Yeah.
with even starting at Alyssa. I mean, like, I think that triple toe was not even called for review in the combination, and I think that it probably should have been. So just starting with Alyssa going all the way down, I think that everybody probably got away with some questionable rotations or edges or whatever. And again, like Kaori, if we're looking at her, ab obviously I'm a big proponent of saying she deserves an E on her Lutz, or at least some kind of call, but she didn't get that. So just going all the way down, I would say, yeah. I would say Levito's PCS for sure stands out to me as someone being pretty underscored. Like I said, Pinzerone, I also would go way higher with her. Just sorry. Those are the two programs that really stand out to
I'm so
me.
sorry. I wasn't laughing at anything you were saying. I was reading some of these comments
Yeah, I know. I knew
about,
you were. Yeah.
okay. And I'm literally like, no. If someone does hip hop Amelie, that's not my fault. Okay. They were going to do that anyway. Okay.
No, I would love to see hip hop Amelie. Go for it.
Okay. Yes. Right. Kareed, Ari Behr, please bring
Yeah,
the best. You would do the best for that. Yes. One of your teams, give it to them.
I think we're going to see a very narrow scope of waltzes that are actually selected, but I hope some of these teams step out the bo outside the box and find, like L'Operaiva Brissot, if they stick around, I'm hoping they do. I haven't heard anything anyways, but I would assume they would find something quirky and outside the box. I don't know who else. It's going to be really interesting. Speaking of this ice dance thing, Worlds. Had discussions with a few coaches and had discussions with a few skaters, and we're trying to figure out who do we think is going to show up to Worlds. We already know that Laurence and Guillaume plan to go to Worlds. They said shortly after the free dance, somewhere to French media or some media, that they're going to Worlds. Chalk and Bates, I don't see them going. I really,
Right.
the emotional toll that this has taken on them, the energy that they put into this event, not getting the result that they wanted, and then having to be cordial, but saying, if we could. If we could file an appeal, we probably would. I just think that they're not. They're just going to end their careers here and say, we did it. Next team in line can go. Caroline and Michael be ready to go, whatever. I don't see them going to Worlds.
Right.
Piper and Paul, another, I don't
I hope they
know.
go.
I because
They may not
it would
though.
probably
It's
be a
like,
medal for them.
yeah,
Yeah.
but they would be a silver,
So,
right? Because they'd be behind Fonia, Baudry, and Cizeron. If
well,
Fonia,
I mean, they're
Baudry, and
also fighting.
Cizeron don't go, ugh.
They're also fighting with Fearon Gibson still.
I
I don't care
know.
about the Olympics. They're still fighting for that. They're gonna be, I don't know what's gonna happen at Worlds. I don't know that they'll go because again, this is such an emotional high. I think that they might go. Guignard and Fabry, I would assume yes for the same reason, because they're potentially getting a medal in their last event and they're on the upward swing as far as how the season started to where they finished. So I would think that they would go. But yeah, I'm really kind of up in the air about Piper and Paul. And if they don't go, I think you have to watch for Zingis and Kolesnik to be in the picture for potentially being on the podium in their
Yeah.
first world championships. And that would be insane. Oh, you know what? It would be the Shibatanis were the last ones to do that. I
Yeah.
was thinking way back to the 80s, but it would be the Shibatanis who
Honestly,
did it
like
in the
even
first
if it's
try.
just no Chalk and Bates, I still think they have a great shot at getting the podium, even just with taking Chalk and Bates
Could
away. Because
be.
now they're
Could
the
be.
number one ranked US team. Their scores have been inching higher and higher and higher at every
Yeah.
competition. They did so well here at the Olympics. Like I could see them getting that like 125, 126 once Worlds comes to get
Yeah.
onto the podium. So we'll
Yeah.
see. I hope so, actually. At least I'm a big
You guys may need to help the ISU come up with new dance themes. I wish. I
fan.
wish. Well, I wish that they would
No. I don't think
recognize our
so.
value.
Tony and I might start arguing over our very separate taste levels about
Yeah.
certain things.
Yeah.
So we'd have to like trade off every year.
Who do you think will not go for women? Good question. I mean, I would say, Alyssa might be like, I'm chill, I don't
Yeah.
need to go, but she also loves competition, so
I
why not
know,
just
right?
go
When I
again?
talked to their coaches or to her coaches at Nationals, the plan was still, no matter what happens to the Olympics, to still go to Worlds. But winning the Olympic gold medal in individual is a really different thing. So who knows? But I hope
Yeah.
we see her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kaori, I don't know.
Right.
This is another one.
Who's
She
the
might try to
alternate?
go to just win another gold medal,
Yeah.
to end on that.
Is Yuna
I'm
Upke the
sure is going.
alternate? I'd love her to go. Or is it Mao? Not Mao.
N no, it's
Because she's too
Rinka
young. It's
Watanabe.
Rinka. Okay, it's Rinka. She's the alternate. Okay.
Mao who?
Shimada. I was like, oh no, wait, she's too young. I forgot.
She's too young. Yeah, no.
She's a year. She's a
You
year.
know who
Yeah.
I wish it would be? Yuna Aoki. So if two of them want
I
to
know
not go, then
exactly. Because she
send
could
her.
easily. You know what's so crazy
She
is
can
Yuna Upke.
easily
I had
win.
this thought. I had this thought. Yuna Upke, like, she could have medaled here easily with the skates
Yeah.
she's been having.
Yeah.
These clean. She's been getting cleaner with every competition. She goes to Worlds. She could win it. Right? So like I yeah. But not happening. All right. Next Olympics. Oh no.
Yeah,
No.
so for
Not
as far
just in
as
the
who,
ice tank.
I mean for the women, I don't know.
Okay.
But for yeah, I guess the next Olympics, yeah, no idea. At all, because things can change so quickly.
Exactly.
Teams that were looking like, it really looked like Carrera, Panamarenko, and Lajoie and Lagar were going to be the ones kind of leading the way after this top group got out of the way. And now I would say I still hope Lajoie and Laga find their way, but I feel like, Zingas and Kolesnik are this it team, and they're going to be ones to beat until the next team comes around. And who that may be, I don't know, because you look down the list and Salius and Allison, I'm assuming they're retiring after this year. So that's another team in the top 10 that is out of it. Then you have Loporeva-Brissot. I'm hoping they stick around. They have so much to offer. I always love their programs. But who's going to step it up? I mean, I think it really just comes down to who can hit it out of the park with standout programs. And we're going back to this compulsory kind of requirement next year, which is going to be interesting for some of these teams. So it's too early
Yeah,
to
I'm not even
say.
gonna bother trying. No. Sorry.
Oh, by the way, so actually we should have remembered this. Rinka Watanabe always did a triple loop, triple toe. She always did that combination. Always. Like
That's right. Okay.
that was her jump. Yeah, so she would be the last one that did it. Yes, you're right. Hermione, yes, you are correct. All right, what else? Any more questions? Any more comments about what we're wrong about?
By the
Speak,
way, just
Thomas, the
as we're
floor is
doing
yours.
that, yeah, but when we did that whole ice dance judging walkthrough, the 2 hours, someone's like, oh, this is epic, whatever. But I don't mean whatever in like a bad way, but like I just don't agree that it's epic because we're just nerds and would do that anyway. But just thank you for all everyone who was so engaging. Like the amount of comments we got was just so nuts. And let's giving people their takes too. How many people seem relieved to see somebody talking about it objectively as opposed to just hear how I felt on the night, and how our feelings on the night were different than what we would actually judge, because I think they are different things. Because when you're judging, you're doing using a criteria. Thank you everyone for that feedback. Just is overwhelmingly positive too, in such a humbling way. So I don't know. Just thanks.
I think just the way that my brain
Validating
works,
too.
it I have to make sense of what I'm saying, and it has to have some kind of some substance behind it. And for me, that's going line by line in the rules and showing why this is. I don't want to say that I have no feelings. Like, I know it's the joke, like I have no emotions, but for what I'm saying, there has to be some substance behind it. And I can say whatever I want to say. And anyone can, any
Right.
4-year fan can go out and say, this person, I remember in 2010, all these 4-year fans were like, Johnny Weir should have won. He was underscored because of blah, blah, blah. I'm like, did you watch anybody else? No. Well, like
No.
this is kind of what it comes down to for me, even with these longtime fans that are like, we don't really explain anything of it's just all feelings, and the sport has enough rules that you can apply the rules and also have a little bit of subjectivity when it comes to PCS, but there's a fine line, it's not all feelings based and that's it. Fear and
Exactly.
Gibson,
Yeah.
did we say that Fear and Gibson should retire? No, I don't
No,
think so.
we did not. I think anyone should skate as long as they want to. And I know we get tired of people staying in because we want to see people move up. We want to see new medalists. But I'm not someone who's like want to push people out the door. If they have the will to skate, they have the will to skate. That's just how I see it. But it's on that too, going back to what you were saying, I do think it's really important for everyone to understand that, like, when you're saying, I like this program or performance better because XYZ, that's different than saying, I thought this deserved a place above for XYZ. When you're doing the latter, everything should be rules-based, criteria-based. When you're doing the first thing, the former, that is just your own personal vibes. And we do that. We'll talk about how, like, I preferred watching this, even if I don't think it should have meddled.
The perfect example of this is like Allison and Solius, who I've been kind of harsh on, just saying like, oh, I don't think they're quite up there with the top teams in the world. I chose purposely to put a clip of their free dance on my personal Instagram, not the skating session Instagram, but my personal Instagram, because I knew it would hit with the most people. I'm not that that program had like such an audience reaction. I knew that people would like it, Like
Even then,
it's a
yeah,
difference. So,
exactly. And here's the difference, 100%, because even their choreographic spinning movement, where they're just kind of like
I
vibing in
love it.
place,
That's my
I
favorite
love
part where they're
it.
really
I'm
like,
not giving it plus
I
five.
love
It doesn't
that.
deserve plus five, but it's one of
Yeah.
my favorite
Oh my God, I
choreographic
love it
spinning
so
movements.
much. Yes, I
That's
love
a
it
big
so
difference.
much. Yes, exactly. It doesn't fulfill the rules because they're not really doing so much, but that whole movement, that is so, it's so
It's
fun. I love
cool. It's
that.
entertaining, and they're just like vibing in place. I don't know. It's just really awesome.
Exactly. And they repeat it. It's so cool. I would never backload the combo jumps in the second half for 10% bonus. It's not worth it. Get most in front in case shit hits the
Yes, it
ceiling and you
is
need
worth
to add
it.
it later. I mean,
It
it's
can
a
be worth
trade-off,
it.
right? But
Risk reward.
it did cowry in a little bit here. It's a tough call because yes, the 10% is ideally not, I mean, it's not that much. You're
We've
getting
seen
like five or
competitions
six tenths
decided
of a
on less than
point.
0.4 points, and that
Yeah.
0.42 points or putting that toe in the second half could have made or break in like a medal, a placement, the gold medal.
Yeah, but
I
still,
think,
like if you miss
yeah.
it altogether, then like, you don't have time.
Exactly.
If you're putting it as the last three elements, then you miss one, then you can't put it back in. So you're losing 4 or 5 points.
Right, you're right. It's a big risk. Right.
You guys are the best. I hope you do this for the rest of your lives. I've already been doing it, like I said, on the board since 97 or 98, which imagine 11-year-old me like arguing with people about the rules and my feelings about skating in general and just getting down to the fundamentals of why I think things work and not work. What else? Who was your biggest surprise medalist? This one actually, I never said it. We reviewed the men's free skate and I said, yeah, yay for Scheiderow. But I like sat on this for a few days and I'm actually so happy that he was the gold medalist.
Me too.
I just have such a good feeling about him being the winner. I think that he got $250,000 because of his gold medal. He got a car from Dimash, the artist of his free skate, one of the artists. Just his life is going to change in a big way, and he works so hard. When I went to Skate America last year in 2024, Skate America, I know what you're laughing at, by the way. I know what you're laughing at. I
I'm gonna
saw
answer
it.
it.
When I went to Skate America in 2024, his ballet instructor added me on Instagram, and I was getting a little inside look at what, how many things Scheiderov does on the side to try to improve his skating. And it's really remarkable how seriously he takes everything. So I think winning this gold medal, he's going to go back and work even harder and become a more well-rounded skater. And I'm just really, I think it was the biggest surprise because I did not see him being really a podium threat just based on how he was skating all year. And for him to win, I'm so happy for him.
Yeah, me too. Like he was just such a joyful winner too. And that's what I love about this Olympics. So much of it was just joyful. Maybe the dance result because of the controversy and everything and the way we saw about, men's pairs, women's, like especially just the women's just today, just so much joy. This is what I love about figure skating. It's such a community oriented just kind of like sport amongst like the competitors, the fandom. So it was really cool. So someone asked this question in the chat. So is Tony easy to travel with? I just love the presumption of the question because it assumes that I am easy to travel with. That maybe the issue is Tony. I would actually say, Tony's easy to travel with, just because we're both really peculiar about certain things, but we're also both okay with letting someone else take the lead. And I don't think we ever had issues where like we were arguing. I think Tony and I just like banter. I don't think we take anything personally when we're like, no, I think this is the way, blah, blah, blah. No, you were wrong. See, like we don't like, I don't know. I think Tony's really easy to travel with, and I never found any sense of just like I'm so sick of this person because we're really easy about just giving each other our space, even in the same room.
Oh, I
So
was
like
so sick of Thomas. No, just kidding. Thomas and I have like very opposite personalities. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. And Thomas has even pointed this out to me since I was a kid. He's like, you just go into things very fearlessly and you just don't really treat anyone exceptionally to be like a celebrity or anything. And you just treat everything kind of like at the same level. And you're always kind of calm in these situations. And I think Thomas is very emotionally driven all the time. And he gets, so it's kind of like we balance each other out. If we had two maniacs like super emotionally driven, I'm sure we'd be arguing all the time, like I'm sure of it. And I'm sure if we were both calm, we'd like sit here and this would be the most
Two
boring
of the
thing in the
same types of
world.
maniacs. I think we're both maniacs, just a different way.
Yeah, no, I'm a maniac. Yeah, I'm a maniac, but not in the same way. So I think, yeah, it was very easy to travel with him.
And I've been told that I could be hard to travel with by other people, because like I'm either like, 'cause I'm somebody who like I like certain details planned out, but I don't like to be too planned,
Oh,
right? And Tony's like very planned out, but I'm
yeah,
okay with that. I love
spreadsheet
just
king.
yeah.
Yeah.
Spreadsheet
Yeah.
king. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. So
Oh, it
hilarious
was.
about the presumption of the very question.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? You know why? Because people in the comments are like, all you ever do is talk over Thomas. He can never get a word, and all you do is talk over him. I'm like, no, I just think I have more things like in my scatterbrain that come up. If you give me 1 second of dead air, I'm gonna be like, oh, by the way, I don't care about your opinion. Let me, I think that's what it tends to be more like that. What else? Nina is so flat, Tony. Not sure what you're seeing. I would say get your eyes checked. Just kidding. I really love her skating. It's just so beautiful to me. I don't know if you're seeing just on line or seeing her in person, but I think in person I was just blown away when I first saw that free skate at Skate America last year. I think she's just so elegant and like just beautiful.
So going
What
back,
else?
so someone asked here too, was like, oh, rejudge like stuff like 94 Ice Dance. So I'm like, that'd be so fun. But remember, there's like no rules. So like it's
Yeah,
all
that would totally
vibes.
be opinions.
I would love to do 91 Ice Dance Worlds, actually. That'd be my favorite competition to do because it
Well, I already
was
know what I would do. That's not gonna be done, so.
I know, like I have my favorite from that competition. I have a program I watch all the time and it's not the winners.
Yeah,
So yeah. I
exactly.
probably never watch the winners.
No, that program was good, but not. We'll get into
Not
that
as
one
good as
day.
the previous year's version, but
Yeah, exactly. What else? I kept forgetting to ask what's with the duck on the US jacket. Save a Duck or something like that is the company that makes the jackets. We talked to one of the reps at US Nationals. So that's what you're seeing. I think it's called Save a Duck. Sorry if it's not. I will look it up really quick while you
I
talk,
know, like
actually.
I was just thinking about this too. Like, oh, just hearing that, I'm like, I didn't get enough merch. I
Save
literally
the
got
Duck.
home.
Save the
Yeah.
Duck.
Should have bought more of the merch. Should have bought that jacket too. The US team jacket, like the really light blue one that you could have bought. Like that, I should have bought that. Anyway, regrets.
What else? Have you ever seen the animated film Animal Olympics from 1979? No, but I will make a note of it and I will find it
Is
because
this
I'm
on
always on
YouTube?
YouTube trying.
Yeah.
I hope so. I'm gonna look it up. And not going to lie, I hope Petrosian would win specifically so I could have something to be pissy about. You're like
No.
many other skating fans, you always want something to complain about. I'm not saying like
There's plenty
specifically,
to
but I feel
complain
like
about. You
that's
don't need to look for it. There's plenty to complain about. No point in wishing for it or hoping for it.
Shadow Ruff will
But
be even
yeah.
better in 4 years. Absolutely can't wait. I agree. I really think that he is such a hard worker, and I'm really looking forward to see what he does from here. Over the summer, when you have some more time, would you go on deep dives and other ice dance competitions? So we already kind of, we mentioned 94. Potentially, what I like to do in the summer, I haven't really told anyone this because I we'll talk about maniac. Thomas knows this. For a few years now, I've been working on this huge, huge, like insanely detailed project where I rewatch basically every single clip of skating that is available online. I do a full jump kind of summary. I do the scores, the specific music, not the music that they listed because it's often wrong. All this music to like this kind of big directory. And I've worked on it little by little in the summers. Of course, it's a huge project. I think I have like 8,000 entries or something already. It's a very big project. And when I tell you I'm so meticulous about finding so many obscure videos of skating online, I've put up, I think, 6,000 videos myself already, and I have so many more to put
That
up.
many.
So
Oh my
this is,
God. Yeah. You know what's so crazy is you don't even need to rewatch this stuff to know it. You have
some of
literally
it, some of
corrected
it.
skaters about the very music they skated to because they
Oh yeah.
misremember their own programs,
Yeah.
which is
Yeah.
hilarious, you know? Like, so you just know
Yeah.
it. You just it's just
The
there.
music, yeah, but of course
The
like the
music.
specific jumps and the
Oh
scores, like I just
yeah.
want this to be like a very comprehensive place of just skating history because a lot of these videos are disappearing and people do not have copies of them. So I'm just trying to do that as like a side project because I really truly love watching all skating, 60s, 70s, 80s, I don't care, like the 90s I already have covered, but I just like it all. So this is like a nice project for me. It's so ambitious. People that have like had a little peek at it are like, you are literally insane
Yeah,
with the
I
amount
would
of
love these
detail that's
people.
in it. So that's a little insight to what I do in the summers. And of course, I need to get back into going through my own collection of DVDs that I was sent. A lot of people have sent me their DVDs of their skating collections, and I need to continue putting those up because I kind of put that on a halt once the season started. What else? You two are like if Dave Lees took a social appropriateness class and had PR handlers. Thank you, I
No
guess.
comment.
I don't, I again, I care about making skating logical and making the results make sense and making it fair for everyone. And that has been my one thing for a long time, and all of the drama that people should be feeling. In other words, I
And
don't
we
care
speak
so much.
harshly. I don't think we don't. We speak harshly. We speak very forcefully about a lot of
Yeah.
stuff. But I think just the
Yeah.
big difference is just we don't engage in gossip. There's just we don't see the point in that. That's not what we wanted to do. We set out to do. It's probably one of the most negative aspects of the sport, just for everybody involved. And we just love to talk about the rules because we're nerds. So,
Yeah.
thank you.
Mospina Mishin are the proto Popovs. I will give so Mospina Mishin don't have the most flips. I don't know that I've seen more than maybe like two or three.
There's
But
more
she was so
modern,
cute. They were such a cute little team. Like her energy that she still has in her 80s, she was like that way back when she was competing as well. Proto Popovs, though, I mean, they're just so insanely good.
They
There's clips of them
probably,
doing every single possible death spiral, and they're
yeah.
all so
I
elegant.
literally,
Just
it's like I don't think anyone has done a better forward outside death spiral than them
yeah,
ever. They still have the
insane.
best one, and they invented it.
Oh my God. And they skated well beyond. I put up a clip. I don't know if it was 65 or 68 worlds. I want to say it was probably 68 worlds of they got interviewed by Dick Button. I think this was one of the first years it was on ABC. And he has like perfect English and he makes a little joke with Dick. And Dick's like, oh my God, you're English. You have no jokes. They are such a cute team as well. And they were a team that skated well into their later ages. They did the Evening of Champions show every year at Harvard. So we got to see them even skating, older, not with the skills they had, but just so much elegance. Wow, like so like beautiful. Everything was so beautiful. When does Worlds start? It starts on, I'm leaving on the 22nd. It starts on the 24th with practices and it goes till the 29th, I want to say, of March.
Jeez, look at
We
the
have
calendar
tickets. We
now. Oh
will be
my
there.
God. Yes.
Yeah.
29th. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
A month
So,
already. Okay, we got time to recover here.
Yeah. So looking forward to that. I hope that everyone brings their A game. Sometimes, these post-Olympic worlds are kind of, but I think that it will still be exciting. It's sold out almost immediately, so this will be good. And I've never been to Prague, so that'll be nice as well.
Same. I'll be doing a little
Yeah.
Central European tour for myself. But yeah, so my battery's like about to die. How long have we been
Sounds good.
going?
I don't know.
Oh God, probably almost hour and a half now, 2 hours. So that was our first live, like actual live. We'll
Yeah.
probably do this again at some point. Maybe from Prague. It'll be a little easier just to do it since we didn't even edit
Well,
anything for the
yeah,
past
that's
like
the
week
thing.
anyway.
We decided literally, like, we're not even what I used to do is we used to record and then I would turn around and rewatch the entire video and edit some dead space out or like whatever if we happen to, leave the room for a second. But in the last few, that takes a lot of time to do it. And I'm like, we got to get these videos up right away. Like, I'm tired of the videos going up 8 hours later. So I'm like, we're not going to make any mistakes and we're just going to put the videos up as is. And then today I'm like, why don't we just go on live? I have the ability to do it. So we will probably do more of those. It's just easier to just get these videos up. I mean, the quality looks basically the same no matter what.
Oh, does it? I'm not watching. I don't know. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, so that's it for us for now from the Olympics. I hope you enjoyed our coverage of being there and then after the fact. We have World Juniors coming up, which I'm not sure how much of that we'll cover, probably the top ones. And then other than that, just preparing for Worlds, and I'm also dealing with, applying to schools and whenever they want to interview me, I'm going to be sidetracking into that. So that will be a big part of my life in the next few months. But yeah, thank you so much again for all of the support that you've given us. And then we will, again, please follow Instagram. I posted so many things on there. And another thing, skaters. I'm going to really start to reach out to skaters and see if they want to do interviews with us. I want to do like something more interesting than like, how did you feel you skated? Like I really want to know the backgrounds of some skaters and just like
Right,
some
right.
things that we don't know. So that's another goal.
Like a whole
Anyways, I know your
series where it's
battery's
like
about
the
to
stories you
die.
don't tell, right? Stuff like
Yeah,
that, where
exactly.
you really get to know
Yeah.
somebody, right?
Yeah, the stories behind their programs, whatever, like things you don't really hear about. Some skaters that are maybe international that don't get a lot of interviews in English but speak English, stuff like that. I think that would be more exciting for us and to fill the time when there's no skating. But I know you need to get going because your battery's about to die. So we're going to finish this up for now. We can do another one of these lives with questions, blah, 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 all that stuff. Just let us know. Write me emails, write me Instagram messages, whatever, and I'll compile a bunch of questions and we can do another one of these eventually. But For now, this is the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
I'm Thomas Vu.
Thank you so much for watching, and have a good night and happy Olympics. Watch the exhibition and watch everyone have fun.
We love all of you guys. All right. Bye.
All right. And we have to figure out how to turn this off.
This is so us. We're just going to figure it out as we